Stop.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, so is Ramiz the only one here that actually goes to the gym on this team? This is a poor show.
No, I mean,
I still have a gym membership, but I couldn't tell you the last time I went.
I go to the gym, but I don't talk about it like Ramiz does.
You know what?
No.
We've got to get something right in our company culture here. I'll tell you what. Yesterday, I had the wonderful experience of working with Nadia Jafta.
Oh, lovely.
And her company. Such a wonderful company, seriously.
Ace Labs.
They shoot a whole bunch of things. And so it was a set. And they brought lunch. And it was rice with chicken and vegetables.
Healthy.
Sure.
Yes. And I was like, wow, what else do you have?
What did you want, Darren?
And they said no. Nadia and Reese said no. This is how we feed our staff.
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep them healthy, nothing too heavy.
Yeah.
And they said also, on Tuesdays, we all have to go play paddle.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Team building.
To get the juices flowing. And if you're not going to do any physical activity, you're going to do it at work on work time. Mm-hmm. I think it's a wonderful philosophy they have there.
It's quite different comparatively when you walk in the booth after 9 o'clock where the producers sit and go, smells like a KFC day.
Yeah.
You see, I don't think I've created the correct company culture here.
So now you've been inspired to change.
No.
What's the point?
You know what? I'm too far gone.
Mm. Nah, bro.
It's never too late.
Nah, bro.
It's like cramming for a finals exam.
Mm-mm.
Nah, I don't.
It's too late.
I don't believe that, man. A lot of stuff I've been seeing on the net is like, if you, especially when you pass 30, hey, bro, if
you don't
use it, you're gonna lose it.
Exactly right.
So, like, you gotta motivate yourself to get up and do something, man. And you jog, pedal.
No, I played once.
But you digged it, though.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this, I've worked out that I need to manage my own expectations. Mm. I did the, January, I'm going to the gym. I went to Virgin Active, 2 sessions, and then COVID hit, so it wasn't my fault, right?
COVID was years ago.
Yeah.
How many Januaries have we had since that?
Sherlyn wasn't even pregnant, bro.
Sherlyn was still single.
Yo.
You can't come for COVID. Come now.
So listen, I did that and I realized, well, maybe gym is not my thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So now I've sort of gone, well, you gotta walk before you can run. So let me just go for an odd little walk around the block and in turn that will turn into a jog. And then so that's where I'm at now.
You're trying to find your thing.
Yeah,
okay.
You've got to be, you know, you've got to be real about
it.
You've
got to move, man. You've got to move. Walking's massively beneficial, right?
Yeah.
Because we all know that we sit too much.
But they do say that if you're not doing a walk at pace, it's actually pointless. Mm. So you just walk into the toilet.
Who says that?
I don't agree with that.
You got to put something in it.
No, man.
If you are not elevating your heart rate, you're actually doing nothing, I believe.
What you are doing is you're lapping that person sitting on the couch.
Woo! And that's what I'm saying!
Ramiz, load the guns, boy! Come on, boy!
Word, brother, put that on someone's tombstone.
There you go.
I did that for real, man.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a cool saying,
that's
that.
Dope.
And the benefits aren't just physical. Remember that too, Darren, you know?
Like, yeah.
It's so good for your mind as well, just to get outside there.
Yeah. Hey, who are you preaching to?
Yeah. I told you about my hot girl walks. I'm so glad you're doing hot boy walks.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into it. So this guy, he's at the gym every day. He's there pumping iron. Pump, pump, reps, pump, 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 sets, pump, pump, pump. And now his buddy's like, just wind him up. This Oaks needs to just... needs to chill a bit.
Needs to breathe.
Yeah. So I'm voting from Virgin Active.
I see those guys in the gym.
The gym bros. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, I'm looking for Mr. Barnard.
Yes, speaking.
Albert.
Yes.
Hi, Albert. It's Martin here from Virgin Active. Where you go?
Yes, Martin.
Listen, Brew. It's just a complaint we're dealing with the weight issue.
Yeah, what about the weight?
You know, we warned you the other day, and yesterday you were here, and same story.
Yeah, so what seems to be the problem, man?
That is the problem. The fact that you come into the gym and you don't adhere to any of the rules.
Where's the rules? There's a rule there. There's a say there. I must return the weight. No, it doesn't.
Are you going to change?
Hello?
Hello. So is that how you want to operate? Just be belligerent?
The thing is, my friend, don't be a telephone tough guy. If you've got a problem, tell me where I can meet you and just sort this out very quickly. Tell me something like that.
Okay, look, I'm not being a telephone tough guy, all right, Schwartz?
It sounds like you are. So don't be a telephone tough guy. Anyway.
You'll do what, Schwarzenegger?
It sounds like you're getting a kick out of this. It's quite lekker.
Look, I'm tired of seeing you just treat everything as if it's your lounge.
So do me a favor, my friend. Next up, you telephone tough guy. Put your signs up and say, please return by
you. Why don't you just stay at home and bench press your lounge suite then, if that suits you better?
Sorry, buddy, I can't hear what you're talking. It sounds like you're talking to your ass. I can't say, well, what did you say? Respect the f***ing gym. It's not a five-star hotel.
Your attitude sucks, man. Is it too much of the protein shake or what?
Yeah, because you sound like a little Stuart Little on the phone on the outside.
Yeah, you bark like a Rottweiler, but you bite like a Maltese.
Yeah, so they say.
Before you want to have a go at me, you better do some more bicep curls, all right, Tiny?
Trust me, my friend. To be honest with you, I don't think you fall in my category. You're the telephone tough guy on the other side, so you pay me a cup though.
You can take your white skull T-shirt from the 90s, and don't think that when you put that on, it's Kevlar.
From the 90s? What an idiot.
No, well, you don't
know. Where do you work? Sorry, buddy, you work for idiots or us? Like a division of Toys R Us. You sound like a...
Do you think you can talk to me like that?
What you want to do? Nothing.
My mate, do you work for Eskom? Because I was watching you do your bicep curls yesterday and it was absolutely no power.
Oh, God, okay. It's fine, you know what, whatever.
But yesterday it looked like you were in the middle of load shedding. So are you going to...
Eskom, I work for Eskom. I'm one of the technicians there. When I get to gym there, I could see or whatever your name is. Just come say hi to me. Come say hi to me in the gym. Then we'll see how it goes.
Listen, but you have no idea what you're dealing with. I can't even wear a jacket without having a concealed weapons license.
There's no use you phoning me and getting all brassy on the phone like that, man.
I walk through airport security and all I hear is beep, 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 beep.
You sound like a little stupid little. I don't know who you are or what you are. You know what? I don't get too clever. Telephone tough guy. Okay, you're at the gym, buddy. You tell me what time. I'll meet you anytime.
What time can you be there today?
Well, I'll be there at about 4 o'clock, I think.
4 o'clock. Okay, wait. 4 o'clock, I've got yoga.
you know what, my buddy? Different strokes for different folks, I guess, you know?
You're not welcome back in my gym.
Oh. Is it? Are you going to stop me from coming in there?
Of course I can.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to cancel your membership.
Telephone tough here. You need to get out of my friend. I think you need to get out. 2 o'clock, okay?
After my yoga class?
Yeah.
We can settle this outside.
Where do you do yoga class, dude?
Under a tree. With some filthy guy playing a didgeridoo in the corner.
So what do you... Listen here, but really, I want to have my lunch. I'll be back after lunch.
Are you having lunch with Stephen?
No, I'm not. I'm not having lunch. I should have lunch with Stephen.
Stephen Smith.
What? Really, I think you're a stalker. I think you sound like a bit of a pervert. So I think you get off when you look at us in the gym and you check the camera. That's what I think.
Well, I've been watching you on the CCTV all morning.
I'm sure you have.
Do more squats for me. Stephen Smith asked me to call you. Yeah.
I'm going to give Stephen Smith a f***ing crack.
Albert, you want to talk to Steve?
What should I say to Steve, dude?
Albert.
Dude, really, you're a f***.
Albert.
Sorry, I really can't hear you.
It's Wicked Simpson, brother.
Wicked, you're f***ing f***ing. What are you up to, dude? I get a job.
This is my job.
You got to hear me, but I'm not happy now.
Well, Steve.
What an idiot, Bruce. What an idiot. Connor, where do you work? It's Toys R Us, my boot. I'm going to move Steven when I see him in the gym. Darren, really, boot.
Telephone tough guy.
I'm a telephone toughie, XA.
Stuart Little.
Oh man. You need someone pranked? Darren Essett, KFM.co.za.